Welcome back to another episode of AM in the PM with Amanda and Mark.
How we doing?
Hello. So today we're going to answer a question that we got.
We got a fan question.
Our first question.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's a big day for us. Well, we've gotten some in the past, but it's been a long time.
I don't really think we have. I think Lindsay asked some questions.
They might have been forced. Might have been guilted.
I had my friends ask some questions. This is the first question that we
random out of the blue.
We don't know who wrote it. could have some guesses. Anyways, so I'm going to read the question. And, then we'll answer it. Okay. I've noticed that Mark tends to have an overbearing opinion on things, and Amanda barely has a say. Sometimes Mark appears to speak down to or over Amanda, which also makes her become less talkative. If you guys are doing a couples podcast, why does it seem like one person has all the opinion and say?
Great question.
So, this is something I've actually heard before. So, it's not a new topic. I've heard that some people in my family have said this, so I don't know if any of you guys said that, or if it was a random person.
Maybe we just talk about the question.
But
who cares who asked it?
I can see how it can come across that way, but I feel like Mark is very extra, and I've always said that he's very extra.
She has.
And I honestly feel like he has, an overbearing opinion on things when sometimes I just, don't really care as much. So, yeah, sometimes by the time Mark gets done talking, I don't really have anything to say. Sometimes because what I was going to say, he may have already said, or he just went on his tangent, and I'm just like, yeah, I agree. So I guess I can see how it comes across that way. Also, I really should do a better job at this, but, we record after work, and as you guys know, I work with toddlers or whatever. Any job could be tiring or whatever, but half the time I really am just, sitting here, because I'm just kind of burnt out, tired. I probably don't put as much effort as I should be sometimes in the podcast, in the discussions. I also feel like I told Mark this. I don't really know. I don't really think he agrees, but, I do want to have more topics. I know we've been talking about the house and stuff recently, but I just feel like with that kind of stuff, I don't always have a lot to say. It's just yeah, this is what's going on with the house and blah, blah, blah. So I mean, I have more, but if you want to. But I also. Why are you telling me to keep going?
Because I don't want to affect your opinion in any sort of way.
But I also think, what people see on the podcast is not. I mean, obviously, that's us sitting here talking. And I said, Mark is extra and yeah, sometimes he annoys me or whatever. But outside of the podcast, even if we're I wouldn't say we're having a fight or we disagree on something, Mark will tell me to talk. He's he wants me to express my feelings. So it's not he's just putting his opinion all over me, and also, like, I mean, the house stuff and everything, like, I guess it can seem like he's obviously doing a lot for that, and I guess it can seem like he's, like, taking over, which, like, we have discussed on here, I think, before. I felt like he was doing a lot, and it was just, like, a lot going on, but, I mean, I work all week, so I really appreciate, like, he's here working on the house so that we can move in and, everything. So, yeah, and, there are a lot of stuff I don't agree with Mark on, too, sometimes, and, like, we do discuss that, too, so. Go ahead.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, because I feel like I'm just saying random things at this point, so.
Well, all right. Well, first off, I want to thank the listener for the question, because I think we greatly appreciate user interaction or listener interaction, because we enjoy doing this, I think. That's fair to say, week to week, and we have our little studio here that we're building up, and there's just a lot of things that we have going on, and this is not, I would say this is probably not, like, at the forefront of what we think about every day. I know it's not the forefront of what I think about every day, so it's nice to sit down and have this chat, and then we put them up, and we have some people listen to them. So we greatly appreciate the support, and if anybody ever has another question, you know, absolutely, hit us up, because we'd love to chat about other things, because Amanda mentioned in there that we are trying to find more topics and things to talk about, and I would say while our lives are busy right now, they're not extremely, we're doing a lot of different things, but we're not, like, doing, like, exciting things, like, we're not traveling the fucking world talking about all random
shit.
It's
exciting, but it's mostly, like, remodeling.
It's exhausting.
So I feel like there's only so much you could talk about, like, remodeling.
Yeah. Before. It's rewarding, and it's great, enjoying it, but it is kind of exhausting. And on that point, Amanda, yeah, like she said, she works, you know, she works 5 days a week, 9-to-5 type gig, and that's different than what I do, and it's definitely more exhausting. I was there before. I was in a job, and it's not fun to do that and then try to come home and do something more productive, right? It's hard to work out sometimes, you know, or it's hard to do this or that, or I know that can be draining. So, but I agree with what you're saying, like, with that point that you made, that sometimes it's like, you know, we're doing this on a weeknight or whatever, and it's kind of like we're tired.
Yeah, there have been many times that you guys don't see that we have to stop recording, because I literally just, like, don't, like, I can't do it. Like, I just don't. It's not that I don't want to talk to Mark, but, like, obviously, like, talking to Mark south of the podcast, you know, is different than the podcast. I mean, we have real, raw conversations, but it's almost like, you know, we have to think of stuff to talk about for you guys. Like, you know, it's not just, like, I mean, obviously, we could talk about our day, but, you know, and sometimes, there has been, like, a few times where I'm just, like, not feeling it. So, I mean, sometimes I just don't always talk as much, I guess. And like I said, I definitely, like, want to work on that. But also, like, you know, if I'm not feeling it. But obviously, we still try to, you know, put out an episode, like, every week. I mean, we did miss a couple weeks, but we still try to put out an episode every week.
Mm-hmm.
So.
As far as the basis of the question goes, I don't actually necessarily disagree with the, what I would assume is, like, the visual that you would get as a listener or viewer. And what I mean by that is I'm the one that edits the things every week, right? So I am in the conversation with Amanda, And then I take these stuff and I take it to my computer and I basically pretty much watch it. You know, I don't really do crazy stuff. But the point that I'm making there is that I can see, easiest way I can explain this, in the video editor, you can see like my voice and you can see Amanda's voice, like how much like each of us are talking. And most of the time it is, I'd probably say that I normally talk more in the episodes, right? And I'm not really sure how exactly that fact matters that much, just on the upfront. I don't know how other to explain it other than I'm normally more energetic on these podcasts, I would say, just because of the stuff we mentioned
before. Also, like, we don't need to know, like, who questioned it or whatever, but I would like to know, like, was this based off multiple episodes? Was it just one episode? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a theme. I mean, I think it's probably a theme because, I don't...
Well, there's a difference between you, like, talking a lot and then, like, your opinion, I guess.
Well, you know, moving into that, I'm passionate about things.
Yeah.
You know, there's been multiple topics where, like, I've had personal experience or I've had... The opinionated thing is just weird to me. I understand... You know, I feel like I understand the question, but I don't understand how that could be necessarily like a criticism. I'm not sure when having an opinion, how having an opinion is a bad thing, and how being like passionate about a topic and, you know, those types of things. Because I feel like there's a difference between having an opinion and being rude about having an opinion and forcing your opinions on other people. And I mean, I can't really say that I don't really feel like I do that. And that's, I mean, I don't know how to, I don't know how to explain that other than like, let, you know, like I tried to let you have the floor, especially in the beginning of this episode to try to, you know, I'm not, I don't know. That's just a weird thing that I feel like people, you know, sometimes find themselves in. They, especially with like a significant other, it's like, oh, like controlling or you know, changing people in their mindsets or something. I mean, I like to grow. I like to get better. When I say that I listen to shit all the time, like all sorts of, I'm always trying to learn about whether it's like the home remodeling stuff or current events or this, that, or the other thing. Like that's just the way my mind works. So I'm just constantly consuming and then putting stuff back out in the world. So when I sit down here and we talk about a topic, I just want to talk about it.
It also says that, like, you talk down to me or speak down to me. I think it says. Sometimes Mark appears to speak down to or over Amanda.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that? The victim in this case, allegedly.
I googled what speaking down to someone means because I wanted to know. Well, this says to talk to someone in an overly simple way, which suggests that he or she is not intelligent. I don't really think that's what they meant. I feel like it's like... So... I like don't agree with this, but like I feel like sometimes like I might give my opinion and then you're like blah 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 about like your opinion. So like I feel like maybe that's what they mean by like speaking down to.
Mm-hmm.
And it says which makes her become less talkative, but like I also like you're just talking a lot. I don't know. To be honest, I mean, Mark and I have had, like, many conversations, like, in the past about him trying to be, like, perfect, like, this was like a long time ago, but like his striving for perfectionism and I mean, I don't know. It's just like, I just feel like I wouldn't really like be thinking about this if this was like a question. So, I mean, I feel like we're pretty solid in our relationship. Like, it may come off a different way.
Did you answer that question?
What was the question?
If I speak down to you or talk over you, I think.
Did I say? I mean, I said, I feel like when I mean, I don't know.
Maybe we need some examples. I don't.
I just don't. I mean.
Use your words. What are you saying?
I mean, like, I'm not really bothered. So. I feel like you have such a big opinion on things, like, and I guess it can maybe come off as you're trying to get me to think like you, but like you're not. And like even with stuff like in the past, like the vaccine or like anything like that, like you straight up told me that like you want me to have my own opinion, like, on it, and not just like think what you think. I think you like to give your opinion because you like want to give out the advice and you like want everyone to hear the advice and like a great life tip, like, this is it, here's like the great life tip, this is what I do, this is what I think. But like I know that just because you think like that doesn't mean I have to. And like I feel like we've definitely talked about that before.
I think there is a level of nuance that a high level of nuance. Every situation has nuance. And when you see something from one perspective through a camera lens once a week, you don't see the full picture. You don't see like every interaction like we have. And you don't see every conversation we have. And I think that that is a big part of it. How, you know, if you saw the full picture, and this is with any situation, not just this, if you see the same thing from multiple different perspectives, multiple different angles, all the information, you could come to a different conclusion. And your perspective on that situation as a whole would be different. I think that's a really big part of pretty much anything. And I think you're right in a sense of what I try to do when I talk. I am very confident. I've become more confident over the years as I've tried things and had success in one area of life or another. And I truly believe that a lot of the things that I do are by no means perfect, but they are working for me. And by my nature, I like to learn something, apply it in my life, and then share it with others. And that's going to be in my life no matter where I'm at, no matter what podcast seat I'm in, no matter what camera's on me, no matter if I'm just talking to somebody on the street. Like, I'm always trying to do that. And I think at times maybe that could be the case where I just have a lot to say because I have a lot going on in my brain, and I do that, and I talk, and seems like I have a big opinionated established thing or whatever, and it can't be. But truth be told, like, I don't really care what anybody else does. I really don't. Like, I could give you 2 hours worth of advice, and if you don't follow any of it, I don't give a shit, you know? I just like to try to help and give some sort of, you know, if you want to call it advice, that's fine, but that's what I do on YouTube. That's what I do on just trying to get my perspective out there in the world. And if you don't like it, that's fine. Don't listen to it or whatever. I don't know how that, I don't really see that as having like a, being very opinionated. That's one way to put it, but I think it has a weird stigma. I don't think that's the case. It's just, I've done things, I've done a lot of things. I've tried a lot of things and I have some thoughts on them. And you can either listen to them and give them a shot for yourself. And if they work, great. If they don't, listen to somebody else. Or you could just tell me to fuck off and don't listen to me. That's fine. That's how I see it, truthfully. The one thing I'll add is that I think there is a little bit of a difference between me talking to some random person or friend and then me talking to somebody that I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life. You know, like you, our immediate family, our kids one day. I actually think it's very short-sighted of somebody to think that you and your partner can't like build off of each other and have opinions, like different opinions, and then talk to one another and think about ways to do things, ways to get better, ways to make your situation better, your family better, you know, ways to remodel a house, ways to take care of children. You know, in my opinion, it's two halves of a whole, you know, as a couple. And I think that we do that as good as anybody. You know, sometimes maybe it doesn't really feel like a couple's podcast because we're not always talking about like couple things and like I'm talking more than you or something like that. But I think there's a lot more nuance than me just having a big opinion. And I don't take offense to the question. I really do understand and empathize with the perspective there, but I just don't. I think there's way more nuance to this and every other situation. So that's why I always try to get a lot of information. I try to see things from different perspectives. And then, you know, that's the way I think.
Yeah. And also, I'm not right there, like, I was listening to everything Mark was saying, like, and I don't want to, like, interrupt him to talk. So, like, I don't know. Being less talkative, whatever, I don't know. But I do want to say that, like, I've always said this, like, I've never met anybody that talks more than me until I met Mark. I actually do talk a lot. So, if he talks more than me, then that's a fucking lot. And, I don't know if you've ever watched his, like, Instagram story, but he's just fucking talking and talking and talking and talking and talking, and I'm just like, can't watch this. So,
it's not for everyone. And I wouldn't really expect you to watch it either, because you have to, you see me more than other people do.
Yeah, I'm just like, if it's that, I like start, like the other day I started, like maybe yesterday, I started watching one. And then you just kept going on. And I was like, can't finish it. If it's that important, you'll talk to me about it yourself.
Yep. I don't know. It's... What else you got?
Well, I feel like that answers the question. Our furniture is getting delivered next week.
We have the office and the hallway flooring done. Looks rad.
Yeah, and we're still not living here, so I'm just really excited. We did stay here the other night. It was nice. Mark stays here periodically, but I've only stayed here like twice.
Yeah.
Because the house is under construction, but we have to do the flooring in the bedroom and the living room. And
a week from today. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, a week from today, the furniture is getting delivered.
Amanda's very excited about this couch. I'm just trying to prove the haters wrong.
So,
finish this flooring.
I don't know when exactly, like, we'll be, like, living here, but I'm hoping, like, sometime next week.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably move in now if you wanted to. I think we finished the flooring in the bedroom, moved the bed over there.
Well, and I need a place to...
You need a place for all your clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think... I mean, those clothes can stay there. Mm. So, my clothes... We didn't really plan this very well. So, my clothes... my mom's like, why didn't you pack your clothes up into bins? Blah, blah, blah. My clothes are just laying downstairs, which is where we are right now, downstairs, in the basement on a futon. Just laying there. And then I have a full dresser full of clothes at my parents' house. And like a bunch of sweatshirts and stuff that don't even fit in the dresser. And we only have one dresser. And we don't have a rod.
Do we? Mine.
Yeah, and we don't have a rod for the closet.
This is a process, bro. There's a lot more things we don't have. Gotta be patient. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon.
Yeah, well, we should bring the dresser here. Once the flooring is, like, in the bedroom.
So I can take my clothes out of it and you can put yours in?
Excuse me?
What?
You sold all the dressers.
Yeah, I know.
I told you I needed a dresser. You said...
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you that's said no problem. But I got to bring the other stuff here too, though. I'm not worried about it. Especially when the closet's
I'm worried about you making that comment because we agreed that I needed a dresser and you said that you didn't care if you had a dresser or not. So that dresser is mine.
I just thought it was funny that I have a dresser with clothes in it and I'm going to bring it here. Well, I'm going to take my clothes out.
We could have kept two dressers, but you sold all of them.
I have no problem with the current situation. I was just telling you that I thought that action was funny.
Well, I don't know where you're going to put your clothes at.
I'm not worried about it. I don't have that many clothes.
I really want to get two dressers, two black dressers. Hmm.
I honestly don't know how people normally store clothes.
Well, what do your parents have in their room?
Lots of furniture and a big closet. But I don't know if we want to go into this because this is one of the things we disagree on. The amount of clothes that we need.
Well, we're going to keep disagreeing on it.
No, it's totally fine. Yeah, we can't agree on everything. No couple does. I don't think. We're pretty close, though.
Anyways, I mean, it doesn't have to happen right away, but I would like to at least have a dresser to keep the clothes that I know, you know, maybe the clothes I have from my parents' house, for example. But, like, I'm going to, once we're settled in a little bit more, those clothes need fucking organized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And... I don't know. We may need to get dressers. Because also, where are you going to put your clothes?
You are very concerned about my clothes. I appreciate it.
Well, I think Mark, like, doesn't want to get two dressers because he's worried that we're not going to have enough stuff to put in the dressers. Or he wants to make sure we actually need two dressers first. But, like, we definitely do. Just look at the pile of clothes. And not only clothes, like, we could put, like, perfume in there. Or, like, other stuff. Socks. Well, socks are clothes.
We have this conversation very right. Actually, we haven't had it in a while. But I just disagree with the way that we think about these things. I don't like thinking about, oh, we need to get this. first, I like thinking about this is what we have. Let's get something to fit all of that stuff. I feel like that's a little more, I think that's going to be arrive at a better solution. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I still think we're going to need two dressers, because if I have one dresser in a closet, where are you going to put your stuff? You're going to need a dresser.
There's another closet.
So you're going to only keep your clothes in the office all the time?
Maybe. It's not really that big of a space. I mean, we could get more stuff in there, certainly, but I like that thought process. I just don't agree with it.
Well, I know that I have a dress. I use my dresser in my closet. So.
Okay. Well, make sure you got enough room for your stuff.
Also, we need nightstands.
Yeah. I don't know where we're going to get those. Might have to make them.
We want to get floating nightstands.
It's going to look hard, man. It's starting to come to life. It's going to look hard. Got to buy the lights for the living room. Putting six of them in.
Yeah, we're almost there. Ugh. You know what stresses me out? Thinking about buying all my own groceries. I'm like, yeah, we're almost there. And then I'm like, wait, like there's no food in the fridge. Like I have to go.
I those types of things, like, again, I wish I could analyze other people's minds to see. I'd love to analyze your mind about that. How do you think about that? Like, tell me every thought that when you hear, real quick, when you hear the concept of I need to fill this fridge, what goes through your mind? Like, if you were tasked with that today, how's it go through your mind? How do you process that? This is super interesting to me. I don't know if it's interesting to anybody else. So you need to fill the fridge. All we have in there is some ginger ale.
Well, I just think, like, I mean, I have actually, like, given up on even buying, like, food for my lunch, because I feel like I'll, like, have the chicken and I'll have the rice and then I just don't even eat it, which, because then I end up going buying food and then I just don't even eat it. So it's like, I just can't imagine, well, just like having to feed myself breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I eat out a lot, for sure. I can't say I won't when we move in together, but, well, I mean, you know, I think it'll be nice that Mark will be home, so maybe he could have, like, dinner ready. I think we'll still get, like, Chipotle and stuff some days. I don't cook, so I'm just, like, a little... I literally, like, can't even make chicken. I make really good breakfast. Steak can't be hard to cook because, like, it could be rare, it could be medium, it could be... But, like, chicken? I tried to cook chicken once and it wasn't good. Anyways, so I've been spoiled by my family.
All right, I don't think you answered the question.
What would I what?
I said... If you were tasked with filling the fridge, with stocking the fridge, what would you do?
What would I buy?
Well, I mean, yeah, but how's your mind process that?
Well, I'd probably get... I immediately think of everything I would buy.
Okay.
Okay. So, well, this isn't the fridge, but I'm going to need K-cups for my Keurig.
Mm-hmm.
Creamer. I don't even really use milk.
Mm-hmm.
Some oatmeal, for, like, breakfast. Yogurt. I eat yogurt. Some blueberries. Well, I'm thinking of stuff I would eat at work. So, like, I eat breakfast at work. So, like, stuff for work. And then, probably, like, chicken and rice and broccoli. I don't know. All Mark and I ever eat when we're together, it's like chicken. So, my thing is, I definitely want to like think outside the box. Like, I want to try like new things. Like, I know you're not a huge fan of that. No, what I'm saying is, I'm really interested, like, obviously not right away, but I am interested in HelloFresh, and I feel like they have a lot of different like types of meals. So, like, would you be down to like try some like interesting meals, maybe, you know? Well, I feel like HelloFresh would be, is everything comes like separately to cook, and there's like directions and stuff. So I feel like it would be nice to have, not like all, you know, it doesn't have to be all the time, but I feel like it would help me with like cooking and stuff. Eggs, cheese, butter,
All right.
you know, the basics.
All right.
The basics.
We gotta write a list.
We have a
I know.
list. You should have pulled that up.
No, not today.
The basics. I mean, I do like going to the store. I don't mind going to the store, but thought of cooking it at all. I mean, even on the weekends, like, I dead ass just don't feel like making my own breakfast. 'Cause like sometimes on Saturday my parents will make breakfast, and like if they go out, I like really don't even feel like making myself eggs. I'm like, screw that. So, we're gonna be cleaning and cooking and cleaning and cooking. And we're still gonna be remodeling. But I'm excited to be in our own home. And I'm really excited for the couch. And I told Mark I want the TV like right away, like as soon as we get the couch. And he's like, we still have work to do. I'm like, okay, well, we could take a break and watch a movie in our new couch.
We'll see.
No. Not we'll see.
Do you think it's a good idea to get, if this were the case, do you think it's a good idea to get a television before we cut holes in the ceiling for lights that make dust everywhere?
Well, what are we going to do about the couch?
Probably cover it. I don't know. Try to do it this weekend.
Cutting holes in the ceiling.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been good. I gotta go to sleep.
What?
Just kidding.
All right. You have hockey.
I know. All right. Well, this was great. Guys, thank you so much for your support. We greatly appreciate it. We're gonna keep these coming. The studio is gonna get revamped here as soon as we're done with the upstairs. A lot more shit on the way. If you'd like to purchase some merchandise, which we will revamp at some point, amandthepmpodcast.com/shop. There's a link in the description for that, as well as to ask us a question. Thank you so much for the question this week. We'd love to have more because we will answer them. And yeah, we're just excited about everything that's going on. So thank you guys so much. As always, this has been another episode of AM and the PM with Amanda and Mark. We thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you guys in the next one.